you're familiar with me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. My name is Reverend Brown. Amen? Amen. Amen. And I do have some good news for you, and I have some good news for you. Amen?
Amen.
Good news number one is that I ain't bringing the word. Amen?
Amen.
Good news number two is I won't be long. Amen? Amen. Amen. I'm going to give you what God gave me, and I'm going to take my seat.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So if y'all don't mind, could you bow your heads one more time? Amen. We go to God in prayer. Amen. Lord God, we just come in, Lord God, and we just want to take this opportunity to thank you once again. Lord God, we just can't thank you enough. We're thanking you for touching us and waking us and bringing us thus far. Lord God, we asking that you continue, Lord God, to sit high and look low. Continue to keep your heavens open and pouring your blessings out upon Pilgrim Branch in a mighty way. We asking, Lord God, now that you take me and hide me behind your cross, Lord. Or more than that, that you give your people ear to hear what it is that I have to say and that what you are saying through me. Lord, I give you thanks for these and all your many blessings. We continue to give thanks in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Nevertheless, here we go. Amen.
Amen.
If you don't mind, you can open your Bibles up to the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Amen. Amen. And Dr. Price, could I get you to read verse 23 through 26? 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23 through 26. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And if
when you have it, say amen, say.
Amen.
Amen.
Beginning at verse 23. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. Eat whatever is sold in the meat market, asking no questions for conscience' sake. For the earth is the Lord's in all its fullness.
Amen. 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 You may be seated. Amen. Amen. The topic of my sermon for today is I am free. Amen. Right. Amen. So we are free. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And somewhere in here, I'm going to try and cover three different one, two, and three. One of them is it has to do with eat. The other one has to do with drinks. And the number three has to do with holidays. Amen?
All right.
Amen, amen. And if y'all don't mind, I know a lot of us are comfortable just standing here, and that's okay. I'm more comfortable when I move. Amen? Amen. So if y'all don't mind, you know, I'll be moving around. Anyway, getting back to the text. Amen? Amen. Amen. This has to do with eating. Amen. What you eat. Amen. I'm also going to be looking at what we drink, and also the holidays. Amen.
Right.
But right here at this particular text, he's telling us, amen, and this has to revert back to the Old Testament time, amen? Amen, amen. And so it's covering the law or commandments, amen, amen. And so the commandments and the law that was given back then, there was 613 of them. We are more familiar with the 10. If I say the 10 commandments, we're more familiar with those. But that was 613 of those. Amen?
Right.
Amen. And so the thing about the commandments is that the commandments or the laws was never given to be a permanent fixture.
Right.
Amen? It was only given to the people back then because they had no control of what they was doing. Amen? Amen. It's just like nowadays. Amen? Amen. It's against the law nowadays to get on the freeway and drive 100 miles per hour. Because the law says that's against the law. Amen. Well, back then, them people, when they started, they had no law. And they was running amok. So, listen. And so God saw that, okay, listen. Everything they do, if there's not a law against it, it's not sin. Whatever you do back then, if you did it and there was no law given, it's not sin. So because it's not sin, it cannot be imputed to you. You cannot be held accountable for it because you broke no law. Because there was no law. Okay? Okay. So understanding this, amen? Amen. Listen. So when God come and he gave the law came after God had already given the promise. Now, what was the promise? The promise was given to Abraham. Amen? And he told Abraham that in thy seed, amen, the nations would be blessed. Amen? Well, when he told him that, he didn't say as in many seeds. He was only talking about one. And what's that one seed? That one seed is Jesus Christ. Now, listen, he made that promise that the nations would be blessed through Jesus Christ 430 years before the law even got there. Amen? Now, nowadays, you still got people trying to hold you accountable for things that were said back then in the law. You are free. You free from all of that. Amen? Amen. But look, people, listen. But you still got people trying to hold you and bring you under suggestion and bondage with things that was done back then in the law. And that's why Christ come and he set you free. Amen? Amen. He set you free from the law. Amen? Understanding this, that the law was given back in the Old Testament. Amen? Okay, so understanding, if the law was good enough in the Old Testament, then why would we need a New Testament? If the law was good enough in the Old, why would you need a New? Amen? Because the law could not give life. The law could not give life. The law could only hold you accountable and take your life. It could not give life. That's why it was only temporary. God never gave it in order for it to be here and stay here permanently. Was the law bad? No. God forgive, God forbid that you would say that the law is bad. It wasn't. Those people needed that because they was running amok. They was doing all kinds of things. Amen? Amen. And so they needed that. So the law was good. The law was good. Amen? But you are not no longer up under the law. You are under grace now. The law was Old Testament, grace, New Testament. If the Old Testament could have did what the New Testament does, there would have been no need for a New Testament to even come. Because the law could have gave life, but it can't. Only Christ. And that's why we have a New Testament. Amen? And so that's what we hear in this book talking about eating. Amen. Eating meat because it's still now, even today, some people forbid you to eat meat on a certain day. Some will forbid you to eat meat at all. They will. They try to what? Keep you in bondage, man. And they'll come to you and they'll give you all kind of reason and start talking like half a head Fred, who talked through the side of his neck. Amen. Listen, you ain't gotta listen to that mumbo jumbo when Fred shows up and tell you you can't eat meat on Fridays. You tell Fred to get on out of here. Amen. Amen. Now, if you want to listen to Fred, listen. If you want to listen to Fred and you want to do what Fred is putting out, amen, and taking you back to that old law, guess what? If you want to do that, you're allowed to do so. Don't let nobody fool you. You are allowed to go back and try and live by that 613 laws that was given back then. And even if you do that, the Bible says you're still not justified. Right. But it's not going to keep you from doing it. Go ahead, do it. But you will not be justified. You will not. There's a reason why Jesus Christ came. Amen. And he said he took that law and he nailed it on the cross and he took it so that he could usher in a brand new testament. You've under grace now. And that's why he's telling you you're free to eat meat on Fridays. Amen. Now look. Listen. My mom is not Catholic, but when I was coming up, we ate fish every Friday.
Yep.
Every Friday. I know, listen, I could go back and give y'all menus, amen? Because I know I told, say, look, we ate steak like 3-4 times a week, amen? To us, when I say we ate steak, I'm talking about we ate beans. Pinto steak. Navy steak. You got it? Hey, what do you call it? Butter beans, steak. Okay? We had that, but we had fish on Friday. Now, look, we could not afford to go and buy what you people don't know nothing about this. But anyway, we had to buy the fish with the bones in. Y'all people don't know nothing about that. Listen, we had to learn how to eat the fish with the bones. Y'all go to the fish market, y'all get fillets. They don't have no bones in it. You just jump right in there and suck them down. Amen? But listen, we couldn't afford that. My mom would go to the fish market. She'd buy this fish, had all these bones in it. So we had to learn how to eat the fish with the bones. Yep. And I can eat them fish with the bones to this very day. Because I learned how to eat. Because if you didn't, you was going to be in trouble. You're going to get bones in your throat. Yep. Amen? Amen. So we learned how to do, but we did it every Friday. And look, it was because my mom had the word that, hey, you cannot eat meat on Fridays. That's a Catholic thing. Yeah. Amen. My mom wasn't Catholic, and I'm not Catholic. But she had heard this. So she was bringing back this old law. My mom didn't know any better, though. She didn't know that. But we did have fish every Friday. I know that. Amen? And we had spaghetti one day of the week. The rest of it was covered with steaks. Amen? Amen. Listen. And so here we have here in the text, amen, what God is telling you. Amen? Right here in the text. It's telling you about eating meat. Amen? Listen. You're free to eat, and that's the topic that I'm saying. You're free, people. Don't let these people, these half-a-head friends, come in here and put bondage and chains on you and telling you stuff that you cannot do. God ain't ever told you that. It's nowhere in the text where God say, don't eat meat. There is a reason why he tell you when he tell you not to do it. But listen, He tell you that you are free to do it. And the occasion that you are not free to do it is because you cause your brother to what? Stumble. In other words, your brother is not mature enough to know that you are free to eat that meat. Amen? Amen. And they come up with this deal. Okay, you're not supposed to eat anything that's been what? Been offered to idols. What the heck is an idol? What is an idol? This could be an idol. Amen? Because God says that what? An idol is nothing. An idol is nothing. So if you take something and you offer it to an idol, what have you done? You have offered something to something that don't, that ain't nothing. It don't, it's nothing. So you offer it to an idol. And God say, if it's offered to an idol, you're free to eat it because an idol is nothing. It's nothing. So you're free. But if your co-worker or friend or your family member says, hey, you can't eat that with an idol, then you're not to eat it. Not because you are not allowed to. It's because they're not mature enough to know that the idol is nothing. They haven't come into the knowledge to understand that an idol is nothing. And so until they come into the knowledge and the understanding that an idol is nothing, you are not to eat it for their sake because you don't want them to stumble. You do not want them to stumble. So that's what holds you back. It has nothing to do with God. God tell you are free. If you were free to eat meat, then eat all the meat. Eat the whole cow if you want. Pig, chicken, duck, whatever. Eat the whole thing if that's what you choose to do. If you're a vegetarian and you want to eat vegetables, then eat up the whole garden. God says it's okay. If he don't have a problem with it, why you got a problem with it? Because here come half-head Fred talking out of side of his neck, telling you, no, you're not supposed to do that. And you listening to that mumbo-jumbo garbage stuff that he been, get out of here, Fred. Talking that trash. Talking about what I can't eat. Amen. Amen. It also has to do with drink. Amen. Let me hurry and get through it. Listen. Most of you people don't. Hey, God ain't never told you you can't drink. Amen. Amen. The devil is a lie. God ain't never told you that. You can't find it nowhere in your Bible, in my Bible, nobody else's Bible. It's not in there. Amen? What did God tell you about drinking? Amen? He told you not to get drunk. Don't do like me when I was a sailor. You don't want to do that. That's not good. Hey, you don't want to do like me when I was out there in my military days. Amen? It was not good. Amen? Trust me. That's what God don't want you to do. Listen. If you go back in the Bible, and it's in John chapter 2, you'll see the story of the wedding in Cana. Amen? Amen? When the wedding in Cana, they run out of wine. And here come Jesus' mom. Jesus' mom come to Jesus and say, hey, these folks out of wine. These people out of wine. And Jesus, what you me to do? Amen? Amen. And she told him, whatever he tells you to do it. And so they had some pots of water there. Amen. And they say the water was there because it was for a purification purpose. Amen. But anyway, let's say that the pots of water held about 20 to 30 gallons. 20 to 30 gallons. 20 to 30 gallons of wine? Because Jesus turned that water into wine. The devil is a liar. Jesus turned that water into wine. That was 20 to 30 gallons. Now you're going to tell me that, and look, when they took it back to the people, say, what did they say? You held the best for last. You kept the best for last. Because tradition-wise was to give the people the best wine at the start of the party. And here come Jesus' mom with this 20 to 30 gallons of wine at the end. And the guy, you held the best for last. So that must have been some good wine. But look, people, if you listen to Half a Head Fred, you might as well take all that 20, 30 gallons of wine and pour it out on the ground. But I tell you that them people didn't waste nail drop. I guarantee you they didn't, because they had already run out. Amen? Amen. The devil is a liar. Amen? Amen. God, listen. God wants you to be respectful. If you out there and you choose, and I'm not telling you to go to Specs, amen? I'm not telling you to go there and get your prescription filled, amen? Because I know that you listen to some of these people, they'll have you going there trying to get a prescription filled at Specs. And you know, that's the only way I can deal with Half a Head Fred. Listen, people, listen. It has to do with bringing glory to God. And you can do that, amen, in a respectable way. And God, listen, let me take my seat. Listen. It has to do with God, amen, and what these people are trying to do and what they're trying to say and what they're trying to get you to do. Amen. Look, some people tell you that you ain't even supposed to celebrate Christmas on December 25th. Because guess what? Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. That's true. The people is not lying. Amen? But that's not the purpose. That's not why you celebrate. You're celebrating it because Christ was born. Does it make a difference on what day it was? It don't. It makes no difference. You ought to say your prayers every day. And you ought to give thanks to God every day. It don't matter whether it's December 25th or July the 25th or October the 20th. What difference does it make? It makes no difference. You got to be thankful for God and that God was born. Amen? Amen. Listen. Because these people hold you hostage, man. They go back to all of this stuff because back then they had some people to go out there and chop down a tree and put decorations on it. And they start worshiping the tree. A tree. You put decorations on a tree and you start bowing to the tree. A tree. You set fire to a tree to get warm. What is wrong with them people? And then now they try to bring that stuff in here to you and telling you you can't have a Christmas tree because you are honoring the tree. Get out of here, friend. Most of us, what we do when we get through with that tree, we put it up or we throw it out. I know before you could buy real trees, before you could buy these artificial trees, you had to buy the real trees. And after Christmas, you throw them in the trash. Oh, with us, we just take them back yard and set them on fire. Listen. I tell you, one day in my life, amen, not one day, but one time in my life, amen, I put up a Christmas tree, amen, before Christmas, decorated, looking real nice. You know when I took that tree down? I took that tree down by June, before I took that tree down. I wasn't worshiping the tree. I was just too lazy to take all the stuff off and put it up. And my first mind was saying, oh, you can let it lay it this time. Go ahead and leave it till Christmas because it's on the way back anyway. It would not have mattered because I wasn't worshiping the tree. People, understand, it's not about, it's about God. Amen. It's about God and showing reverence to God and respecting God. Amen. And you can do all that in your eats and in your drinks and in your celebration of holidays. It don't matter. You can choose any day. Any day you choose, if you want to celebrate it and hold that day esteem for God, then do so. Do so whenever you want to do that. If you want to put your tree up in September, put that tree up in September. You ain't reverencing the tree. You showing respect to God. God, I thank you for coming. Amen. I thank you for saving us, Lord. That's what it's about. It ain't about the tree. Are you kidding me? Get out of here. And listen. I'm going to give you these two scriptures real quick. Amen. Amen. I want y'all to bear them in your heart and understand. Amen. Bear them in your heart. First one, we're going to go to Romans 14 and 17. Amen. 14 and 17. So you people ain't thinking I'm not tricking you. I'm not tricking you. Hey, look, I ain't got time for that. Amen. I don't have time. Romans 14, verse 17. Amen. You there? I'm going to get this young lady to read because they may think I'm. You're not there yet? Not yet. Okay. Who's there? Okay, Pastor. Read out loud so they can hear you.
Book of Romans 14, 17th verse. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Let me say that. I need somebody to quickly go to Colossians 2:16. Colossians 2:16. Tell them again what that said, Doc.
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Amen. For the kingdom is not eating and drinking. I say that again. The kingdom is not eating and drinking. The kingdom is not eating and drinking. Y'all got it? Okay, all right. Reverend Haddock, are you there? Colossians, you didn't go. Yeah, Colossians 2:16. You there?
Read it, Doc.
Colossians 2:16. So let no one judge you in food or drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths.
All right. Say it again for the people. Say it out loud so they can hear you.
So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths.
Amen. Amen. Listen. It says let no one judge you in food or in drink. Why? Because, listen, what you do to God. It's up to God to accept it or reject it. It's not up to Fred. It's not up to Fred. Don't listen to half a head Fred who always talking out the side of his neck Amen. Amen, amen. Y'all be blessed. This has been my pleasure. I hope I said something that would bless your life today. Amen? Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."